Hello, this is BJ Fox, and this is episode 19 of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. In front of me is...
Hello, this is Terumi Ishii! どうも、石井テルミです。年内にお聞きの皆さん、年末いかがお過ごしですか？良いお年をお迎えください。そして2020年年明けになったよという皆さん、明けましておめでとうございます。今年も何とぞ外資系裏技英語よろしくお願いいたします。So it's New Year.
It's nearly New Year. So we're recording this on the 30th of December.You're right, this episode is coming out on the 30th of December.
はい、このエピソードは12月30日配信ということで、もう明日は大晦日ですよ、BJ。
Yeah, what are you going to be doing? Cleaning up your house.
ああ、お掃除、お掃除はもう今年ずっとやらなきゃって言いながら、もう全然できないでバタバタして過ぎ去っていきましたね。What are you going to do?
Well, I'll be doing my spring cleaning in spring, not on...
え、何ですか、spring cleaning?
That's what we call it. We do our big clean in spring.
え、それ spring cleaning っていう?
Yeah.
年末のお掃除じゃなくて?
No. So my place is going to be disgustingly filthy. As always, as always.
え、で、春3月とか4月にお掃除をする?
Traditionally, yes, but to be honest, not really. I try to tidy up every single Saturday morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's your normal...
My normal discipline.
Discipline. Yeah. Wow, that's nice.Anyways.
So what is a normal, what happens in New Year's?
New Year's in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
We go to the shrine to do Hatsumode. 神社に行って Hatsumode をして。
Okay.
で、まあ、神様ね、一年間、去年はありがとうございましたと。今年も安全と健康をよろしくお願いしますと。And you make your New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolutions, yes.
Yes.
That is what we're going to talk about in...This episode, because often in a foreign company,、mm-hmm. you'll be asked on the first day back from your New Year's holiday,、mm-hmm. what is your New Year's resolution?
外資系の企業では今年の新年の抱負は何かって Do you ask that in normal conversation?
Normal conversation.
Really?
It's almost like a time killer conversation. Just...
自己内察ぐらいに今日は天気がいいですねぐらいな感じで、yeah.
But the important、really? thing is,、mm-hmm. you need an answer, Terumi.
Really? I should be ready for that.
You should be ready for it because, well, that's what we're going to discuss in this episode of Gaishike Urawaza Eigo. So, Terumi, New Year's resolutions, they do exist in Japan.
新年の抱負。
新年の抱負。
抱負は何？今年の目標とか。
Yeah.
でも私は友達同士で、まあ、今年の目標それぞれ。みんな決めてシェアしようとかやりますけど、なんか職場とかでお互いにそんなに聞いたりってのはあんまないけどね。
I feel that,、you know, in school every year you would come back、mm-hmm. and one of the first things you would do, maybe the first project would be to tell everyone what your New Year's resolution is.、
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really common in the UK.
Wow.
And I think that then goes into、mm-hmm. the workplace.
あ、そうなのね。じゃあもう年明けはもう New Year's resolution をお互い聞きまくり祭りなわけだ。
Yeah.
Wow. I even didn't know the word resolution that much.
Resolution.
Resolution ってなんかよくわかんない。New Year's resolution として知ってるけども、resolution っていう言葉自体は実は結構最近知ったかもしれないです。なんか resolution なんか sounds like revolution だし、なんか元の動詞はな、resolve?
Resolve.
What does that mean?
Resolve. I guess that would mean like 覚悟する。I resolve to.Do better this year. I resolve to be a better husband to my wife.
なるほど。そういう覚悟をする。I'm ready to とか I decided to ぐらいな。
Often resolution also has another meaning, which you might not hear so much. Oh, you would hear it in a gaishike, in a company, is when there's a problem and you found a resolution. You found a solution.
That's solution, right?
But also resolution could...work for that. I wonder what the difference is.
Anyway, that's another. BGM もよくわかる。もう混乱しちゃうっていう。
We have resolved the issue. We have solved the issue.
ソルーションに理がついて、resolution。まあ解決策であり、決意でもあり。まあまあまあ、なるほど。まあでもちょっと慣れていかないと私もこの単語に。
But when we're talking about a resolution in gaishike, we're not so much talking about from a business point of view or your KPIs, it's more in terms of the social aspect.
Social aspect?
So like imagine you've got a foreign, you've got a foreign boss, you've got a foreign colleague, you know, chances are they might ask you.
Ask New Year's resolution. Okay.
Almost as in like kind of common conversation.
Then let's get ready for that.
I think because what I find is if someone asks you what your New Year's resolution is and your answer is, I don't know, not sure, it just doesn't give a very good...
So ne.
It's almost like...
Undecisive. It sounds...
Sounds
not,
indecisive.
Indecisive? 優柔不断でちょっとなんか何でしょうね、勢いがないと言いますか、意志が弱いと言いますか、
also,
考えてないみたいに見えちゃうね。
Yeah, and also like stretching this forward a little bit more. I think, you know, when you're having a conversation with someone and, you know, they ask you a question such as, what's your favorite film? Or what do you want for, what's your favorite holiday destination? And the person says, I don't really know, no, nothing.
I wonder why people ask so much about what movie they like. なんでいつも好きな映画は何ですかって世界中の人は聞き合うんでしょうね。
I
it can't be like novels or like books or music, actors.
Well, I think
いつも映画だなと思って。
Yeah, but it's probably because not many people read or not many people maybe listen to as much music, but everyone sees a film. Like if I was in the UK and I met, let's say I'm in a pub having a drink and I'm talking to a guy who I don't really know, it'd be perfectly natural for me to say, oh, so what football team do you support?
Oh, football team! Because
I'm kind of used to, you know, you can assume he's got a favourite team. And I think maybe in a global sense, that's what film is. Doesn't matter what country you're from, how old you are, everyone has a movie that they like.
世界中で一番大きな共通言語、ある意味共通言語が、は映画っていうことで、やっぱりそれが一番無難だしね、お互い聞き合うよね、聞くよね、フィルム。
But what I don't like, Terumi, is when you ask that question, and the person says, I don't really know. Even if you don't know, even if you don't have, like some people might say, oh, there's so many.
あ、そうね。うん、そっちの方がまだ印象はいい。
I'm just, it's bad. Just say one.Just say a movie.
何でもいいからとりあえず言えと。
yeah.
でも本当に好きじゃない人もいるかもしれないけど。
That's fine. That's fine. If you say I don't like films, I'm more into reading books, and my favorite book is.
そうかそうか。なるほどね。
But when someone says, "Don't know," it's kind of like I'm only asking to make a conversation.
Yeah.
Just
ends.
Just play along. Just やってください。
そうですよね。会話をもう終了させちゃってるようなものですからね。
Yeah. I think it's just a good way to see if you're going to get on.
Yeah, but and by the way, I would answer Titanic.
Really?
Yeah. Like, seriously, that's my favorite film. It's so ね、ベタだけど、もうあれはただのラブロマンスパニック映画じゃなくて、it teaches us the most important thing in life.Because that's a part I love about.
Ah.
So life is only once, so you have to follow what you want to do. So Jack Dawson as Leonardo DiCaprio is sending us such precious messages to us.
I always say...
Yeah, so BJ, なんて答えてるの?
I always say Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Terminator! 今もやってますよね?
Two. They're doing the seventh one now.
Okay, but why two?
Because I feel like...James Cameron and Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator teaches us so many truths about human life, about the importance of how often the actual bad people aren't robots, it's actually human beings themselves. And in many ways, that Terminator was more human than we ourselves are.
Wow.
It's interesting that both our favorite films are James Cameron.
Yeah.So, in conclusion, James Cameron is genius. そう。いや、本当ね、ジェームス・キャメロンさんすごいよなっていうことがよくわかりますよね。Avatar, Titanic, yep, Terminator, James Cameron.
Two answers there.
What?
Terminator 2 and Titanic. Two reasons. And a conversation has been created.
Yeah!そう、やっぱり何かを答えていかないとね、会話も転がっていきませんから、まあ何かは答え、ましょうね。
So I would say in life, think of these answers questions which are like, what's your favorite film? What's your favorite country to visit? What's your favorite food? Doesn't really matter.
そうなのよね。きっかけにしか過ぎなくって、きっかけにして会話を転がすことが目的。
And the same is true, I think, on the first day back at work, you will be asked what your New Year's resolution is. So just have an answer ready.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you just look indecisive. You look like, okay, this person doesn't know how to just have a conversation. Let's just quickly, and we're going to do a little practice session with you, Terumi.
Okay.
And this is partly for your Gaishike career and partly for future Omiai.
Future Gaishike に私また行くのかな? まあ、わかんないですけど。
Okay, so here are some questions. Just answer.
Okay.
Terumi.
Yes.
What's your favorite movie?
Titanic.
What do you want to eat for lunch?
Sandwich.
What is your hobby?
筋トレ。あの、Boxer size gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your favorite novel?
Novel はね、最近あんま読まないね。なんだろうな。ノルウェーの森とか言っとこうかな。あ、わら、夏目漱石の心。か
っこつけたら、ね。
かっこつけましたね。インテリっぽいわ。
What's your favorite TV show?
最近、アリタジェネレーション。
What's your, Elite Generation?
アリタジェネレーション is a comedy show.
Okay.
深夜番組、お笑い番
組。Ah, with Arita-san.
With Arita-san. Okay. 私もヒラリー・クリントンで出させてもらったことがあるんだけども。はい。
And what's your favorite country to visit?
Country to visit はね。Okay, I'm visiting Finland soon, so I would say Finland.
Okay, great answers every single time. There are very basic questions that you might be asked. Just have them ready.And also, like the answer, your final answer, which you didn't really have a country to mind, you said, ah, I'm visiting Finland soon. Even though you haven't necessarily answered the question, you've achieved the goal of conversation.
そうかそうか。
That's all it is, really.
まあ、一番好きな国ってわけではないかもわからないけども。
Yeah, so I don't really have a favorite country, but I am going to Finland soon and I'm looking forward to it. That's, you know, in the end, it's still an answer.
そうよね。会話が続けば。
Yeah.
まあまあそうですよね。ちょっとずらして話を転がせれば別にそれでいいわけですもんね。いや、だって私も海外旅行好きだから、I have many countries that I love to visit, so it was hard to answer.
So. Yeah, it's hard, yeah. But I think sometimes even saying there's so many, it sounds like a positive, but in the end, it doesn't help anyone. You know, like when you're doing comedy.
ああ、そうね。
And like, so often when I'm the MC, and I'll talk to the audience, and I'll ask them a question, and I'll say, you know, oh, you've been in Japan for 2 weeks, what have you seen?You know, when they say, oh, many different things, it's like really hard.
そうだよね。
But if they just say, oh, we went to Tokyo Tower, then I can talk about Tokyo Tower.
そうなんですよね。Concrete should be concrete. It's better.
Very...
So, 笑いでもまあそう言われてますけども、何でも具体的なエピソードの方が面白くなりますよね。エピソードだったり、具体的なものであったり、国であったり、具体的なものを言った方が話は盛り上がりますよね。
So I would recommend all our listeners to have a favorite movie, favorite food, favorite hobby, favorite novel, favorite TV show, favorite country. Just have them prepared.
特に好きな映画なんてのは本当にしょっちゅうよく聞かれるから、なんか一つか二つ答えられるものがあるといいですね。
And then when it comes to your New Year's resolution, the question is, what is your New Year's resolution? Just have something prepared.
こちらもちゃんと準備をしておきましょう。
And I think a couple of rules would be choose something very generic.
ほう、ジェネリックな、一般的なものでいいんですか?
Yeah.
ほうほうほう。
You know, no one's gonna really remember.
そっか、たわいもない会話だから、別に仰々しいものじゃなくていいわけですね。
Yeah, don't feel too much pressure to say something really honest or something that, like, I'm gonna be vegetarian.
重いですね。重いっていうか、なんか急にね、なんか聞いちゃいけなかったかなみたいになっちゃうかもしれないけども、あ、なんか例えば外資系の企業、まあそれこそ職場のね、ちょっとした上司とかに聞かれたら、例えばその仕事上の目標だったりとか、そのビジネス上でこうなりたいみたいなのを聞かれてるのかなとかいう、ちょっと私がもし新入社員1年目の頃だったら、なんかそうやってちょっとカッコつけちゃったかもしれないけど、
Oh, really?
It doesn't have to be like that.
No, no, this is just for filling... the silence.
なるほどね。沈黙を埋めるための、まあまあ、たわいもない会話だから何でもいいと。
Yeah, so if you say you're vegetarian, then maybe 2 weeks time,、
mm-hmm.
you might meet the same person again,、
mm-hmm.
and he'll be like, oh, should we go for lunch? Oh, you're vegetarian.、
Mm-hmm.
And you might not be vegetarian anymore.
もしくは向こうも覚えてないかもしれない。二人でハンバーグ食べてるかもわかんないですよ、ね。
Or, like, you don't, you know, use phrases like, I'll go to the gym more.
Uh-huh.
So going to the gym is a very standard, very generic.
ちょっと普通すぎました?
No, I think it's good.
Uh-huh.
But don't say, I'll go to the gym every single day.
Uh-huh.
Because then you have to go every single day.
毎日行くのはちょっときついね。
So just say something generic like, I will go to the gym more.
More って言っとけばいいのか。
Yeah. Just something, study English more.
うん。
Or even like a good one for a gaishike would be、
yes.
this year, my New Year's resolution is to enjoy my holidays more.
Oh, いいですね。休みを楽しむっていう答えでもいいし。What about like, もっとその例えばジムに行くにしても体重を何キロまで減らすとか、英語だったら TOEIC 何点まで取るとか、そういった目標をシェアするのは。
I think that's a really good personal.Resolution.
はいはいはい、はい、
but for the purposes of the conversation, 、
うん、
there's no need to give yourself that level of pressure.
本当?そこまでは言わなくて大丈夫。体重40キロ台をキープするまでは言わなくて大丈夫なわけですね。
Yeah.
Okay.
you know, essentially, 、はい、these are empty resolutions.
Empty?
Well, you know, you're just doing it for the purpose of the conversation.
なるほど。会話のためにすぎませんと。会話のきっかけにすぎないので。
But we think it's better to say、うん、something、
うん、
than...Have nothing.
Nothing. でもとにかく何かは言いましょうということですね。
So, and a good phrase to use would be, My New Year's resolution is.
My New Year's resolution is.
So, for example, My New Year's resolution is to enjoy my holidays more.
Okay. My New Year's resolution is to go to the gym more often.
Hmm.And if you remember at the beginning of the episode, we talked about how resolution comes from the verb.
そう、動詞が何? Resolve.
Yeah. Don't say that.
I want to resolve とか。
No, I resolve to.
So, I resolve to go to the gym more often.
Yeah, that sounds too serious.
まあまあ、英語としては成立はしてるけど、そういう使い方はしない。
Yeah, yeah.
I resolve to be a better husband.
That would be a really weird thing to say in the office. yeah, but that's proper. That's what you might say to your wife.
BJ がもし奥さんに言うんだったら OK.
Yeah, after...
After a...
なんか
大喧嘩した後。
なんか浮気がバレた
後。浮気がバレた後に I resolve to be a better husband.
ま
あ、そんな時にしか使わないということで。
It sounds a little bit too serious.
Resolution ってじゃあもう New Year's resolution っていうのがまあ common phrase.
It's like a set phrase. It's like a set phrase.
まあ、そういう時に使うものだ。
And if you don't want to use it, you could say something like as simple as this year I'm going to study English more, study Japanese more, lose weight.
This year I'm going to be a YouTuber.
Ooh.
みたいな感じですか? Yeah. I'm going to openMy YouTube channel. Open で大丈夫。
Yeah.
チャンネル解説。
I think... No. Start.
Start. Open って言わない。
Yeah.
解説って言うからオープンかと思っちゃった。Okay, so this year I'm going to start my YouTube channel. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for that episode, Terumi.
Thank you very much, BJ.
And thank you to everyone, all listeners, for all the support in 2019 that have helped this podcast to grow.
2019年このポッドキャスト聞いてくださった方本当にありがとうございました。こんなにたくさんの方に聞いていただけるとは、もうね、まずは立ち上げてなんか二人の息を合わせるので最初はね必死だったのでね、でまさかこれだけなんか見えてきやるべきことが見えてきたというか、そしてリスナーさんたちもついてきてくれるようになるとは、当初は想像してなかったのでね、とっても嬉しいです。どうもありがとうございました。
Yeah. And we've got lots planned for 2020. If we can make one request to our listeners, if you could go onto iTunes, leave us a positive review, give us a five-star review. If you enjoy it, please, you know, go onto iTunes and help us out like that.
そうですね、iTunes でぜひ私たちのね、外資系裏技英語のページに行ってね、ぜひレビューをしていただければね、それがそして ポジティブだと嬉しいな。星も5だと嬉しいな。とか言ってね。
And if you've got a colleague who would appreciate an English language learning podcast, please just let them know this is what you listen to. Maybe they will find it useful and funny as well.
周りにね、英語学習をしている方ですとかね、まあ外資系企業を務めの方でしたら、ぜひ周りの方にもね、広めてもらえたら嬉しいです。
Because one of the reasons, Terumi, is our goal for Urawaza Eigo is to get into the top 10.
Wow! そう、いつもね、なんかよく聞かれてるポッドキャストのランキングが発表されていて、今外資系裏技英語ね、これどうやって測られてるのかよくわかんないんですけど、まあ20位とか30位のあたりを今うろうろしてる。まあそれもすごくね、そこでステーブライズしてるのはとても私もすごいことなんじゃないかって思いますけどもね。でもね、せっかくだったらもっと10位とか、その圏内を目指したら。
And we're not talking about tomorrow, we're talking about a, like, let's be nice, 徐々に。
徐々にだね。
Slowly, step by step. With your help, I think we can make it.
そう、そんなね、すぐにボーンっていくなんていうことは、もうね、そんな高望みはせずに、でも徐々に本当、一歩一歩の努力でいつかたどり着けるんじゃないかと思うのでね、一緒に頑張っていけたらなと思います。
And on that note, everyone, thank you so much. Peace and love. Happy New Year. I'm BJ Fox.
皆さん聞いてくださってありがとうございました。良いお年をお迎えください。そして2020年もよろしくお願いいたします。バイバイ、石井テルミでした。無駄